Okay.
And we are running!
Okay.
Hi everyone, welcome to...
Change that.
Welcome to Harbour Arts Centre. Here I'm with the lovely cast of A Night Abroad Wing. Hi guys!
Hello. Hello!
So from your left to right we have... Stephanie. Then we have Rosie. Then we have Yasmin. And returning we have Colin.
Yeah.
Welcome along, how are you?
Well,
fine.
Good.
Good.
Are you excited?
Yes. So excited.
Okay.
Tell
me then.
Quietly excited, obviously.
I mean, it's sold out. How are you feeling? Anybody need a pee?
Always.
No. Constantly.
Now, the reason that we do these kind of little videos is just to give people behind the scenes access and kind of let them get to know you, because as Colin knows, you only get like a miniature little glimpse of what it's like to be performing and get to know the actors. So
yeah.
What is it about little shows like this that you like performing in?
For me it's the intimacy, so I like to see everyone
and
to make friends. Yeah, I really like that. So that's what it is for me anyway.
I like how we all kind of put it together ourselves, everybody's contributing some of their own thing and we get to choose what we put into it. Like, that's amazing, because
that's
most of the work you do is you get told, do this, do this, do this, stand here, and it's there's a lot of freedom with it.
It's not me being lazy.
Yeah. No, it's just a nice collaborative thing.
Yeah. And Stephanie, this is your first time coming to Harbour Arts Centre.
Yes, yes.
And you're a Kilmarnock girl, I mean, how did that happen?
passing ships of the night, so that's what it's like. I don't know, just always been kind of doing gigs in Glasgow, and then I think, you know, I'm a big believer in fate, so obviously at this time it happened. You know, the sliding doors collided and that was it.
And Colin, it's nearly been a year since you've last been here.
Yeah.
Are you glad to be back, or?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's just like you were saying about intimacy in the space, like, because the way the seats come out, there's no kind of wall between you and the audience.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's just nice to be in the middle of it all.
Yeah.
And there's no kind of prejudices and stuff, you're just there enjoying it and they get to do the exact same thing.
And it's hard because sometimes you'll be in the front singing your solo and then you're like, oh yeah, there's somebody here, and then there's somebody here who would I give my concentration to?
Yeah.
So it's quite cool. Anybody brought friends and family?
Didn't get tickets because
it's
sold out.
I know,
my family were late booking, they're in
trouble.
That's
okay. Just pre-warning, as of date that we're filming this, 20 tickets have been sold for the next show. We can't guarantee that you'll get a ticket unless you book today, so please
good.
Do.
Cool.
Any surprises for tonight? Now, obviously, by the time this goes out, the audience will have seen it, so you can be free to tell us about what you're singing.
I don't know if I've got any surprises. We've changed a lot this week.
Yes, yes we have, thanks to...
So there was a surprise for us.
Yeah.
I used to be a man.
I know, but like, it's... Yeah.
I like the songs that you picked though.
Yeah,
you've picked a song from Wicked.
Yeah.
And it's not been done before, so
oh,
I'm
good.
Really excited about
so
it.
So I'm doing two Christine Chenoweth.
Not
because I basically
just
am
a bit of a fan.
Right.
Just a little bit.
It's a really, really great contrast character-wise to what like we're doing in Chess. So
yeah.
I think that's gonna be so much fun to do.
Whereas switch over and yous are doing more Rodgers and Hammerstein traditional musical theatre. So I think it's
a
gonna be
bit.
A
yeah.
lovely.
Well, you've got kind of one
bit.
Of each still. You've got a really modern one and post-millennium like contemporary.
Yeah, I'm
gonna
do all
so...
the classic stuff, haven't I?
Yeah.
But we never got to sing with each other before.
We've never jested in public before, no. And we're married.
We tend to avoid it, and then I've got no choice.
Yeah.
Now, obviously,
into it.
Yeah.
Our audience will have known that you had been married and stuff. How was the honeymoon?
It was
amazing.
Yeah,
it was
great.
It was so good.
Yeah, it was great.
I just can't believe
you're still half asleep.
Yeah, I'm still asleep from it.
So Rosie, if you say a little nod, you go, Jasmine!
Yeah, if the head starts to droop, just give me a sharp elbow to the ribs.
Yeah.
Red pill!
So,
if anybody hasn't came to a performance like this before, what is it that makes it so different to going to somewhere like the King's, or going to a pub, or going to a quiz night? What is it about a small theatre setting that people should try? So maybe they're watching this for the first time and going, actually, it seems quite cool, but I don't know if it's for me. I don't know where the voice came from, but I'm going with the
You heard me say that earlier?
It feels more personable, and the audience tend to be more involved in what's going on.
Yeah.
So I think there's more chat, and it's more something that you're all going through together, and it's not the same show every night. It's definitely, with stuff like Cabaret and everything intimate, it's different every single time because of the crowd and you and the relationship you build with them. I think that's
It makes a huge difference to see people's facial expressions properly. And I think, you know, big theatre, you get the cheap seats in the gods, you miss a bit of that, don't you, when it's just body language alone, you don't get the same. I think there's so much in a facial expression from like a cabaret performance, and to actually have eye contact with different members of the audience makes them feel what you're trying to tell them so much more. I think it gets everyone much more involved.
And it's also what Stephanie had said to me in her podcast interview, and that was, it's about the journey through acting through song. And doing some of them last year, when you sing that one song that connects and you hear somebody, well, that's a
sniffle.
That was great, son. You're kind of like, cheers, mom. This is why you do it.
Absolutely, yeah. I love doing stuff like this because it's like you still have that like professional curb when you're like, you get nervous because you're doing a show, but then you can still show your individuality just from just doing different songs and working with different people, and and it's a little bit like gold dust nowadays, isn't it? Not a lot of people get to do stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
that's the thing. Like, all the thing for me is that, like, there's some great shows out there, but it's very much set in its ways now with the West End and different things of what shows are on. So you get to see such a good spread and variety of songs and genres within musical theatre when you do songs like this. So even like for the performers, they get to do a lot of songs that they don't usually get to sing. And it opens up this whole new wider world within musical theatre for the audience. And it's just more interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And it's quite nice to go and if you like your Andrew Lloyd Webber stuff and your Les Mis stuff, and go and then somebody sings a song that you've never heard before, it's kind of like, where's that from?
How
can I listen to that? Who is that by? And I like that. I think that's cool.
It's nice to learn, it's just always nice to learn new music.
Yeah.
So, April 2nd is our next performance.
It's like
6 weeks away.
What's the date today?
Oh my gosh.
So,
the pressure.
Would you recommend a ticket?
Yes, for sure.
But barely, unlike my family.
2 weeks before, just follow it now.
Yeah, because if they put them now, it means we can fling on an extra date if there's.
Exactly.
Definitely. So I'm going to cut this early because we're now about to go into rehearsals and sound check and stuff. Thank you very much, guys. I really appreciate it.
That's why we got to
always at Earshawan in the corner, isn't it? Always at Earshawan in the corner. But on behalf of us, thank you very much for watching our little podcast vlog. It's a vlog, and we hope to see you at the next one. Now, if you want tickets for the next one, it's the Harbour Arts Centre. Its telephone number is 01294274059. And the website is capitalrock.com. Yep, it's Gaelic. Yep, you're probably going to have to search it on Google. I will learn the hard way. But on behalf of all of us, thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you on the 2nd. Bye!
See you soon.